This aircraft was initially designed for the Royal Navy, but became an important strike aircraft for the Royal Air Force. You can see that the wings are folded, which improves storage of the aircraft on an aircraft carrier. The Buccaneer was designed for operation at high and low speed and both high and low altitude. It has a solid-looking structure, with the airframe built around its two jet engines. The bomb bay doors underneath the aircraft are open. The Buccaneer was the last British-designed bomber to have an internal bomb bay. Subsequent aircraft have carried their weapons on pylons beneath the wings or underneath the fuselage. The back of the aircraft is split open. This is actually an air brake used to help slow the aircraft down on landing. At the nose of the aircraft, with its flight refueling probe, you can see the radome. With its sophisticated electronic weapon system for designating targets. The Buccaneer's desert paint scheme is retained from its time in the Middle East during the First Gulf War. It is a temporary desert finish applied over the normal RAF camouflage scheme, which is why it seems less polished than the other aircraft on display. It also carries a painted mascot, Guinness Girl, and 11 bomb symbols, 10 of these indicating that the aircraft found a target for other aircraft, and a single red bomb indicating that it dropped a laser-guided bomb of its own.